bacon, avocado, turkey, bacon, avocado. Need we say more? PortaSub's turkey, bacon, avocado sub will be your new obsession with its next level flavor. Sliced fresh premium turkey with crispy bacon and creamy avocado on your choice of fresh baked bread. Loaded with your favorite toppings. Try it with our garlic parmesan bread for an extreme wow. Get your TBA at PortaSub's today or order online at PortaSubs.com.
Sliced fresh sandwiches, PortaSub's.
Raider fans, listen up. We in the game. The Raider Fan Convention is back in Arizona. It's the meeting of the silver and black, and it all goes down Saturday, June 15th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. American Legion Post 29 in Glendale, Arizona. Let's treat all the fathers right on the 15th. We'll be supporting veterans and veteran programs. There's super fans, vendors, famous rock, paper, scissors competition, live entertainment, even DJ Balboa playing all day with a performance by 4Dub and BB. Get your tickets today at RaidersFanConvention.com. It's hosted by Sawed-Off and Mike Summers. The featured Raiders legend will be none other than two-time Super Bowl champion and Pro Bowler running back Kenny King. $20 entry fee and kids 12 and under, you're in for free. It's the Raiders Fan Convention by the Raider Nation for the Raider Nation. Get your tickets today at RaidersFanConvention.com. That's RaidersFanConvention.com.
We in the game.
Are you ready to rock? Fremont Street Experience's legendary free concert series, Downtown Rocks, kicks off Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 25th at 9 p.m. with post-grunge rock gods, Seether. Help turn the volume up one louder and take Fremont Street Experience by storm as Seether play their top hits in fabulous downtown Las Vegas, Saturday, May 25th at 9 p.m. For more information on the free concert series, visit VegasExperience.com. We're Downtown Rocks.
Of $4.99 or more. We don't just sell mattresses, we sell a better tomorrow. Best mattress, sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Hey, John.
Yes, Steph?
It's Tuesday, and we're still selling lots of cars.
Of course we sell lots of cars. At Findlay Toyota, we make purchasing a car super easy. From the moment the customer arrives, they are greeted by our amazing staff. Or if it's service they need, one of our top-notch service specialists will take over and manage their repair from start to finish in our state-of-the-art facility. Also here at Findlay Toyota...
Yeah. Of course, but on a Tuesday?
That's right, Steph. At Findlay Toyota, we sell the most cars every day of the week, even on a Tuesday.
McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware is your one-stop place to shop with everything you need for your next project. Catering to plumbers, HVAC, and construction workers, they open early so you can pick up what you need before the job. McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware on South Decatur between Trop and Russell.
Join the Allegiant Stadium team. The annual staff draft for the Las Vegas Raiders game day positions is happening on Wednesday, May 22nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Thursday, May 23rd from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. inside Allegiant Stadium. Now's your chance to interview for open game day and event staff positions, including roles in retail, food and beverage, security, ticketing, guest service, custodial, parking, and more. Don't miss the staff draft on Wednesday, May 22nd and Thursday, May 23rd. For more information, go to AllegiantStadium.com/jobs.
Modelo is an official cerveza of the Las Vegas Raiders and the JT the Brick Show. Modelo Especial is a rich, full-flavored Pilsner-style lager, delivering a crisp, refreshing taste, brewed with fighting spirit since 1925.
This Lotus Cares message is brought to you by Lerner & Rowe Personal Injury Law Firm. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. Exposure to ultraviolet light can be harmful to your skin, so protect yourself in the sun with a sunscreen that has at least a 30 SPF. And don't forget your sunglasses and hats. For more info, check out cancer.org. This Lotus Cares message is brought to you by Lerner & Rowe, voted Best Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 702-877-1500.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Terrible's is celebrating 65 years in Southern Nevada with
65K in 65 days!
Make a qualifying purchase in-store or fuel up at the pump, scan your Terrible's app, and spin for your chance to win free products. Or be lucky enough to land on
$1,000!
Every day for 65 days! So, download the free Terrible's Social House app and play today. Spin more, win more. Terrible's, deliberately different since 1959.
Let's get back to the Morning Tailgate, the show that's better than an alarm clock to start your day.
Thanks for being with us here, Vinny and Clay. Rounding out the Wednesday here edition of the Morning Tailgate from the text line, Eddie in Denver. Uses 702-365-9200, says, guys, to me, last season's issues were more about scheme and coaching and not a lack of playmakers, but we underutilized Michael Mayer. So if we bring in another playmaker when offensive tackle was such a need, I don't get it. I'm a trenches guy. I would have liked to see Fuaga or Murphy a little bit more at 13. I think it was a missed opportunity to not add a position of greater need and impact in the first round of the draft. Raider Eddie in Denver. I don't know. What do you think? Because the best player available versus one of need is a conversation that will be going on till the end of time.
Well, I mean, anytime you're talking about a player that justifiably could have, you know, could have been considered a top three player in this draft. You know, you take out the quarterback position because that's just that's just the nature of that position. But, you know, Brock Bowers, you know, arguably the best football player in this draft. And that's ahead of Marvin Harrison. That's ahead of Romo Dunze. This was a guy that put up prolific numbers, was the best at his position, helped the team win two national championships. You know, there's nothing to not, and I think as the years go on, you know, if Brock Bowers is the player that he looks to be, and Thayer Munford capably handles, you know, the right tackle position. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's going to be sweating the fact that the Raiders didn't draft a right tackle with the 13th pick overall. To me, it was just who's going to have the bigger impact right now. And I think over the course of his career, their careers, and I think Brock Bowers above whoever else the Raiders could have drafted at number 13 is going to have the bigger impact. This is a special, special football player.
Well, and I also like, you know, like the fact that if you have a young core group of guys on the offensive line that, you know, you think about how Dylan Parham and Thayer Munford have now going into their third season being on the team together and understanding their nuances, that's actually the kind of continuity you're looking for anyway.
Yeah.
Or hoping for.
Right. And, you know, I there's this notion, I guess regarding Thayer Munford because he hasn't, you know, been a full-time starter on the team, but he's played a lot of football and you go look at, as Marcus was talking about the grades, whatever you might think of Pro Football Focus, I get it, but they tell a promising story about Thayer, whether he played at the right at right tackle, whether
sure
he
do.
Was that that jumbo tackle alongside your right tackle, or when he played at left tackle, which he acquitted himself really well. So there's nothing to not lie, and there's nothing that he's done that says, oh my gosh, that's just a hole that the Raiders are going to have to dig themselves out from under or deal with. There's nothing to suggest that whatsoever. He's actually played really well when he's been on the field. And now going into year three, has a lot of football under his belt. There's really no reason why he shouldn't be able to step into this role and hold this role and play a capable right tackle for the Raiders, and then let Brock Bowers be able to, Michael Mayer and everyone else be able to do what they're capable of doing.
It's Vinny and Clay here on this Wednesday, up online at lvsportsnetwork.com, our podcast after the show, as well as Apple Podcast and Spotify. We'll take a break and come back with Ash Watkins from Sam and Ash Injury Law, and we'll start her off on the Scottie Scheffler arraignment. It's now been delayed until June 3rd in Louisville. We'll tell you about more of that next.
Calling all hockey! hockey fans, watch the puck drop at the all-new Nighttime Hockey Bar at M Resort Spa Casino. Featuring a full menu, private booths, tons of TVs, and the best local, Canadian, and classic brews all on tap. This is your new game day spot for all the night hockey action. Ice, action, brews, a natural hat trick. Nighttime Hockey Bar, now open at M Resort. M Resort, the official team headquarters hotel of the Henderson Silver Knights.
Hey Chuck, I know there are a lot of scams with online payday loans. What should people watch out for?
So many of these websites might look totally legit, but they're far from it. And the borrower needs to be very careful to make sure they're dealing with a lender that's licensed right here in Nevada, like Dollar Loan Center.
How do they get away with that?
It's normally the online companies that are based out of the country in places like Costa Rica or hiding on tribal land to skirt state lending laws. Others are just lead generators who really don't lend money, but sell your info to hundreds of unlicensed lenders.
That was Chuck. And DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. And don't forget, your first loan is on us at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Tony Smith, the new general manager of Findlay Kia, has a special message. Save big. Lease a new 2024 Kia Soul LX for $219 a month for 24 months. Stop in today. Test drive an incredible new Kia Soul LX and meet the new Findlay team.
Findlay Kia.
Offer valid through July 8th, 2024. Subject to credit approval. $3,499 due at signing. 10,000 allowable miles. Residual at lease end $15,096.
It's Ash from Sam & Ash Injury Law. At Sam & Ash, we don't just handle cases. We take care of people. Sam and I started this law firm to provide injury victims with unmatched customer service. We keep our clients informed as we walk them through the legal process with patience and clear communication. So if you've been hurt in a crash, call Sam and Ash, 702-820-1234, or visit samandashlaw.com. Sam and Ash, because you deserve what's right.
Labor's Local 872 is opening the roads in our community to provide all of us with a path forward. Safe streets help you get where you need to go quickly and efficiently. The right path forward should never be closed, just like how Las Vegas never sleeps. Whether it's a night out or game time, Laborers Local 872 will keep building to get you there. Laborers Local 872, forging the path forward in Southern Nevada.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nick here with Stefano's. Ditch the burgers and fries and go Greek. Stefano's Greek and Mediterranean Grill with four valley-wide locations. Stefano's delicious menu includes the best-tasting gyros, kebabs, shawarmas, and tastiest Greek salads, topped with our house-made dressings. Make sure to try our tzatziki and garlic sauce as well. Check out our newest location on Blue Diamond and Decatur. Order online or off the app. StefanosLV.com. Stefano's, since 1998. Real food, real fast, real healthy.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line. NV Energy. This is what we do.
GiveMeTheVIN.com is America's best car buyer, paying top dollar for your car, truck, sports car, exotic. What are you waiting for? We want to buy your car right now. Find out why thousands of satisfied customers across the United States put more money in their pocket by going to GiveMeTheVIN.com. I told my buyers, let's get them bought. Right now is the time to go.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it.
Zip Zap Auto has expanded into one of the largest independent auto repair shops in the valley. With 23 bays, over 12,000 square feet, Zip Zap is your one-stop shop, offering 24-hour smog test, oil changes, detailing, bodywork, engine, and transmission rebuilding. And Zip Zap provides free towing and diagnostics with qualifying repairs. No appointment necessary, 24-hour service. Zip Zap Auto at Cheyenne and North Durango Drive, and online at zipzapauto.com.
Treasure Island has the best food and entertainment this city has to offer. The resort offers a variety of dining options, including the Las Vegas Yacht Club, their newest restaurant. There, you can enjoy market fresh catches and delectable seafood options. If you're looking for a more casual atmosphere, check out the Golden Circle Sportsbook. This bar is combined with a sportsbook and is the perfect place to pregame, after the game, and stay for the game with a great mini bar menu and 20 high definition plasmas. You won't miss a moment of the action. Come visit Treasure Island and experience all they have to offer.
Great cities are built on strong foundations. The skilled members of Laborers Local 872 never stop building. From the asphalt on our roads, the concrete in our buildings, the solar fields powering the economy, and everything in between to work safely. Laborers Local 872 is modernizing the Nevada workforce and building a global city. The future is union strong.
Copiers, printers, service, and supplies are just the beginning. Les Olson IT is the premier source for your business's structured cabling, IT, software, telephones, and security systems. We partner with you to find the ideal solution to all of your office technology needs. Tell us your goals and we'll get you there. Find out more at lesolson.com.
Les Olson IT.
Back to the Morning Tailgate with Clay and Vinny.
All right, here we go. 9:45 at this time on Wednesdays. It's Street Legal with Sam and Ash. If you're injured in a crash, call Sam and Ash, 702-820-1234. SamandAshLaw.com. Both available in Nevada and California. And Ash is with us now. Ash, awesome time over the weekend. Because we were able to enjoy, you know, the fruits of, all right, the PGA is now exciting because there's finally a villain. Scottie Scheffler is running over law enforcement. What did you make of all this? Because it's going to be coming down to who had some visual evidence of this, and was Scottie Scheffler in the wrong?
I mean, if your villain is Scottie Scheffler, you're not writing a good story.
Probably not.
He is the nicest, most wholesome player I've ever heard in interviews. So, look, yeah, this is one of those situations. It sounds like it was a chaotic scene attending to a tragedy that had occurred earlier. And there were a lot of different departments involved trying to organize and make sure that the scene was safe for the first responders, but also to manage the traffic flow around, in and around it. And clearly there was a miscommunication, is what it sounds like. And now it's going to come down to what video evidence is available. Often there's body cam or surveillance footage from nearby buildings that have security cameras. And then if none of that surfaces, it's a he said mm-hmm, event mm-hmm. with a bunch of witnesses.
So if in your case, and when you have to deal with this, we're speaking Ash from SamandAshLaw.com, when somebody is in an accident like this or in some sort of fracas like this with a police officer, can the police officer himself, though, if he suffered injuries, does he have a personal injury case against Scheffler as well?
That's a great question. Generally, police officers and other first responders are limited in their ability to sue for attending a scene. And the reason is, like, they're specifically hired to confront dangerous situations. And then also, they're receiving compensation, training, and insurance in exchange for assuming those risks of injury when you go into violent scenes or fires or anything like that. And so the basics of the rule is, look, we don't want the public to fear calling, whether it's the police or the fire department or any other first responder, because they're worried that doing so will create some risk of personal liability on them. So generally, no, but you can in certain situations for an officer. If it's determined that this was like an intent to injure, he probably could.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because there's a certain amount of gray area, because if we don't have the kind of visual footage to use as evidence, we're not really going to know if, you know, what was behind the actions. But also at the same time, Scheffler's attorney requested and got the delay in arraignment. Do you think this is something that will be settled by a judge, or could this go all the way into court and a jury?
Look, I hope this is something that is resolved between the prosecutor's office and Scheffler's attorneys, and they work out a plea agreement, because obviously he's an individual that it shows he doesn't have any prior criminal record. This offense seems to be just a giant misunderstanding between the officer involved, another officer who was also providing instructions, and Scotty Scheffler. So ultimately, as someone who wants to make sure that public resources are going to the best use, I don't think prosecuting this case to a jury trial, to put it before a judge, is the right use of any public resources.
We're speaking to Ash from Salmon Ash Law. Every Wednesday at this time, call Salmon Ash Law at 702-820-1234. If you've been injured in a crash, you call Salmon Ash. Also, check out salmonashlaw.com. You never thought this moment would happen, but I guess we're here as college athletes are now benefiting from the NIL money. And now we see where Jaden Rashada is now suing coaches and benefactors and boosters from Florida, because while he signed a national letter of intent, he expected to be making a certain amount of money, as well as his father, but he never enrolled into Florida, and now he's now moving on. And it looks like with a fraud deal, wanting his money, he thought he had a 4-year, $13.85 million contract for his name, image, likeness. How did we ever get this far? Is he now the first known athlete to sue his coach or booster?
I think he is actually the first to sue his coach and the boosters or the school. And I think we could have all predicted it. When large amounts of money are being involved and promised and contracted for between individuals, and especially ones with differing power and resources and education, I mean, I would argue that the boosters have a little bit more skills in negotiating than high school athletes and their family members. But I expect this. It'll come down to what the terms of the contract were, what promises were made, what were made in writing. That's always critical, because a lot of people end up arguing for breach of contract or fraudulent inducement based on things that were outside of the contract. But then there's always this cute little line at the end of the contract that says, any statements made outside of this are not part of the deal. Like, this is the full and entire terms of the contract. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
So what would be the difference between a school being responsible like Florida versus their booster program versus the head coach? Because the coach often is like the figurehead here. And sometimes with all the recruiting that goes on, is he personally protected by being an employee of the school?
Well, it all depends on who was involved and who said what. And like, did the boosters use the coach as an agent for them to make promises that ultimately never panned out? This is early on. It's going to come out during discovery what promises were made, how the school, University of Florida, was specifically involved, how the coach was involved, how this booster organization, what their role was. And look, I anticipate ultimately there's going to be some resolution and some settlement of this. And hopefully, I want this to just go away so he can focus on his college career. I think he's now at Georgia, and he can focus on getting better and ultimately getting to the NFL where he can make real money.
Yeah, and it makes you feel like, all right, as this is kind of like a new case, how important are legal precedents in your world as far as like this is concerned? Because the judgment on this case is going to really be kind of like pervasive, as we know that there's thousands of athletes that go in and out and benefit from NIL.
Yeah, look, there's not going to be an NIL case that's directly on point for all of these lawyers to look towards. So they look to things that have similar circumstances or facts, other contract deals that were negotiated. But also there's a fear of creating new law. And so I anticipate a settlement being reached, because there is often a fear between lawyers and large organizations that if they pursue this to an ultimate trial, lose, and new law is created, it alters how everything moving forward works and exposes new risks to everyone. So I think it'll resolve. But look, litigation, no matter what side you're on, it takes up headspace. And so I hope that Jaden Rashada gets a great lawyer that can handle this for him and that ultimately it resolves for his benefit. And he can just focus on being a college student and college athlete and focusing on the bright career and future ahead of him, not this one agreement that fell through.
It's Ash from SamAndAshLaw.com. We do street legal every Wednesday at this time. Follow her on X at Ash the Attorney. If you're in a crash, you call Sam and Ash, 702-820-1234. Available both in Nevada and in California. Ash, thank you so much for your time. Let's do it again next week.
Absolutely, Clay. Always fun.
Thank you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Ash Watkins here with us on Raider Nation Radio. Well, we're out of time. You can catch our podcast up online on our show page at lvsportsnetwork.com, as well as Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Audible, Amazon, and everywhere that you use your podcast platforms. For Vinny Bonsignor, I'm Clay Baker. Have a great day, everybody. Rich Eisen is next, and then later on, the JT the Brick Show and Q Myers here on R&R 920.
Calling all hockey fans, watch the puck drop at the all-new nighttime hockey bar at M Resort Spa Casino. Featuring a full menu, private booths, tons of TVs, and the best local, Canadian, and classic brews all on tap. This is your new game day spot for all the night hockey action. Ice, action, brews, a natural hat trick. Nighttime hockey bar, now open at M Resort. M Resort, the official team headquarters hotel of the Henderson Silver Knights.
You've heard us talking about it. Now check it out. The Tailgater Tavern is your home for all Allegiant Stadium events. Less than a half mile from the stadium, the Tailgater is your pre- and post-game party destination. Eat, drink, and party before and after every Raiders game, Rebels game, concert, or special event. They have 24 beers on tap, a great menu, and wall-to-wall TV, so you'll never miss a second of the action. Eat, drink, and play 24-7. The Tailgater Tavern at Russell and Valley View, your gateway to the stadium.
Tequila Comisario was developed in the relentless pursuit of perfection with a deep passion for agave. It's the most awarded tequila. You'll immediately notice its beautiful packaging, and after just one sip, you'll experience how smooth it is. It's the Ferrari of tequila, the single highest quality. 100% all-natural handcrafted Comisario tequilas, Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo. Tequila Comisario, a proud partner of the J to the Brick Show.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Findlay Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Triple savings do not include attorney's fees.
If you have debt and are planning on using your tax refund to pay it off, Panda Law Firm can help triple the amount applied toward your debt.
Hi, we're the attorneys from Panda Law. Before you pay down debt with your tax refund, call Panda for a free debt analysis and learn how much you can save through our program.
With Panda, people getting $3,500 back can get rid of more than $10,000 in debt.
Start the year off right by calling Panda Law Firm today to get out of debt.
Call Panda Law, 702-818-3888.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where we don't just sell mattresses, we sell a better tomorrow. For instance, right now at our Memorial Day sale, get a free adjustable smart base upgrade with select mattresses above $699. With adjustable bases, you get improved sleep quality, improved circulation, relief from arthritis, and help with acid reflux. Plus, get a free luxury resort collection pillow with the purchase of a queen mattress of $499 or more. Get your better tomorrow at Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land. The place where you can do so much walking. You can walk to work, the bus stop, or the gym, where you can pretend you're walking up an endless flight of stairs. Even when you're flying somewhere, you can take a really long walk through the airport. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing, and it's even more relaxing when you protect your boat with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Turkey, bacon, avocado, turkey, bacon, avocado, turkey, bacon, avocado. Need we say more? PortaSub's Turkey Bacon Avocado Sub will be your new obsession with its next level flavor. Slice fresh premium turkey with crispy bacon and creamy avocado on your choice of fresh baked bread. Loaded with your favorite toppings. Try it with our garlic parmesan bread for an extreme wow. Get your TBA at PortaSub's today or order online at PortaSubs.com.
Slice fresh sandwiches, PortaSub's.
JT for Grimaldi's Pizzeria, that famous New York style coal fired brick oven pizza that you crave. Four locations in the Valley, Boca Park in Summerlin, on the Strip at the Palazzo, Southwest Las Vegas on South Rainbow, and in Green Valley on Southeastern Avenue.
Hey, John.
Yes, Steph?
It's Tuesday, and we're still selling lots of cars.
Of course we sell lots of cars. At Findlay Toyota, we make purchasing a car super easy. From the moment the customer arrives, they are greeted by our amazing staff. Or if it's service they need, one of our top-notch service specialists will take over and manage their repair from start to finish in our state-of-the-art facility. Also here at Findlay Toyota.
Yeah, of course, but on a Tuesday?
That's right, Steph. At Findlay Toyota, we sell the most cars every day of the week, even on a Tuesday.
Tequila Comisario was developed in the relentless pursuit of perfection with a deep passion for agave. It's the most awarded tequila. You'll immediately notice its beautiful packaging, and after just one sip, you'll experience how smooth it is. It's the Ferrari of tequila, the single highest quality. 100% all-natural handcrafted Comisario tequilas, Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo. Tequila Comisario, a proud partner of the J to the Brick Show.
McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware is your one-stop place to shop with everything you need for your next project. Catering to plumbers, HVAC, and construction workers, they open early so you can pick up what you need before the job. McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware on South Decatur between Trop and Russell.
Don't miss the Rich Eisen Show following the morning tailgate. Weekday mornings at 10 here on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Why does everyone hate Jason Tatum?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
That is a hot take of hot takes. I like it.
Tatum steps to his left, three in the air. Got it!
Big boy, step up at the right time, man.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Chris Mannix. Coming up, 2024 PGA Championship winner, Xander Schauffele. Michigan men's basketball head coach, Dusty May. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Just told a heck of a story from my golf outing I just came back from on beautiful Long Island at the National Golf Links of America. The opening night of our two-day foray was a beautiful dinner on Sunday night that we were all late to, because we were sitting around watching the finish of the PGA Championship. We were all late to dinner. Thankfully, this man wasn't late to the Wanamaker Trophy. He is joining us here to kick off hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show. Thrilled that he's making time here on this day after speaking to a whole bunch of folks yesterday. Xander Schauffele here on the Rich Eisen Show. Congratulations to you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for bringing the trophy with you. There it is.
It doesn't get too far out of my sight these days.
Well, I saw your wife, I think she IG'd out a great video of you celebrating with it. What was this one all about, Xander? Look at this.
Oh, that was awesome, pouring some champagne in there and a few friends, and there's Chris and my brother, and we had to help my wife there to drink out of it, so... It was nice for some friends to stick around, and we ended up spending the night there at the rental Sunday after winning.
Yeah, because I'm just imagining what does go through your head when you're standing over a putt to win the PGA Championship, Xander?
Yeah. I mean, everything. You know, I've had a lot of close calls in the last couple of years, and in my career, you know, I haven't won a tournament in a couple of years, so. I've been, you know, in some tight spots, and it was a very stressful putt. You know, my hands were shaking. All kinds of stuff were flying through my head. I really didn't want to go into a playoff, and I just kept telling myself to seize the opportunity and let that moment be mine. And it sure was with that lip in.
So your hands were shaking as you made that putt? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you're nervous, it's like hard to control the hands. You know?
I know that. I get that. You know, whenever I'm like, say, all in on something, you know, on occasion. But I mean, I cannot imagine though, because I'm gonna, you know, obviously, it is the most human of games, golf, and what goes through your head. But do you envision like I'm going to make this? Do you say that to yourself as you're standing over it? Does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Absolutely. You know, I told myself, you know, this is something that I've dreamt of my entire life. This is could be, you know, this is an opportunity that I may not get too many of. So it was the first time I've ever had a putt to win a major championship. And man, I just kept telling myself to seize it. Like, this is my time. Let this be my time. And I didn't want to spend too much time reading the putt more, sure, because I was getting a little bit confused on what I was doing. So I didn't call in for any help, and I just I committed to it. And like I said, I mean, I've watched that video like 7 or 8 times now, and it looks like it's going to miss pretty much every time.
Yeah, it did catch it damn near every piece of the hole, Xander. I mean, good Lord. Honestly, I was watching with a bunch of guys, and we were like, you know, screamed, because it did look like you were getting a power lip coming your way.
Yeah, it's a tough camera angle. You know, I'm fully exposed.
right. And you know, one of the neat parts about all this as well is who you're able to celebrate with on the spot, not just afterwards with your wife and friends. Your caddy's a guy you went to college with. You were on his college team, and Austin Kizer has been on your bag since jump, right, Xander?
Yep. I did one round of Q school my senior year where my dad caddied, and that quickly, you know, put that fire out as quickly as possible. So as soon as I graduated, you know, Austin, there he is. He jumped on my bag, and we've never looked back.
What was this moment like right here?
We were emotional. You know, it's been a big buildup. You know, after losing last week at Quail Hollow, we're on the 18th. We walked off that 72nd hole, you know, losing by 5 or whatever, 4 or 6. I can't remember, but you know, I told him that we're going to win. I was like, we're going to win soon. I was like, I can feel it. Like, I know how well I'm playing. Like, we're going to get it done. And I know how hard he works. And, you know, he wears those losses, you know, hopefully not as hard as I wear them, because I'm the one hitting the shots. But, you know, it's a big team effort. Not only Austin's on my team, but, you know, he gets to be in the mix quite often, close to all the action. So awesome to share it with him, and he's over the moon as well.
So walk me through who else you were celebrating with that night. Family?
Yep, my wife was there. My brother, he's been kind of cooking for me on the road. My uncle's my agent, Chris Como. I just started working with Chris last November. My dad's been my swing coach my whole life, but Chris is a very new addition to my team. And then a few other caddies that Austin's really close with that I've known growing up on the West Coast with. And then a couple friends from New York came down as well. So it was a small crew. And, you know, I'm from the West Coast, and I'm sure this trophy, this lid's going to be popping off, and a lot more different kinds of alcohol are going to be poured in there once they get through.
Where was your dad?
My dad's in Hawaii right now. He's I bought some land out there in 2019, and he loves it out there, and he loves being, you know, it's kind of in nature. And so he's developing a property that I own out there, and I'm putting him to use in a different way these days.
So what was the phone call like with him after all this?
I called him right before I took the podium, the green there, mm-hmm, on the 18th hole. He was crying, and you know, I had to hang up. I told him, I was like, dude, I'm, you know, I was starting to cry. I was already, I just got done kind of being emotional. And then I call him, and he's crying on the phone. And so I told him, I was like, I got to get going, my man. I can't receive this trophy from the president of the PGA of America in shambles.
Yeah, but that's what this is about, though, right? I honestly, I wouldn't let that out of my sight either. You know, and that's what it's about. You with your dad, you're talking about your string coach your whole life. You helped sort of make his Olympic dream come true as well a couple of years ago. Right. I mean, brother, that's what it's about. Congrats on that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, thanks. And, you know, now he's turning 60 this year. And, you know, they've given me so much, and I'm in such a fortunate position that I try to give them anything that they would want, or, you know, obviously he wants way more of these. That's what he wants. So I'm trying to deliver on that as a good son. But, you know, I just want him to be happy, both my parents to be happy. And so this definitely helps. But him being in Hawaii is what's making him happy right now.
Xander Schauffele, a few minutes left with the PGA Championship winner. What was it like in the clubhouse the day that Scottie Scheffler turned in his scorecard after all of that, Xander?
Yeah, he was on the opposite wave of me. So, you know, I caught the news kind of like everyone else did from home. You know, you watch it, you think it's a prank, you're in disbelief, kind of in shock, kind of like, what the heck happened here? So Scotty is rock solid. We share the same physio. I see Scotty, you know, week in, week out, you know, on the physio table in like a private environment. And he's a family man. He is he doesn't harm anyone besides competitors when he beats them all the time. Yeah. And so that's like the extent of how harmful Scotty can be. And he's great. Him and Meredith are an awesome couple. And you know, I'm really hoping that, you know, he comes out unscathed and all these charges get dropped, because he's just, he's not a criminal at all. So he's an awesome dude.
Did you have one of those dude, what the hell happened moments with him on that day?
Yeah, a little. I mean, when I saw him on Saturday, yeah, you know, before we were able to talk a little bit, and you know, we just discussed a little bit of what happened. I mean, I didn't want to bring it up too much. I'm sure he was super annoyed of just talking about it a bunch to everyone. So, you know, we kept it pretty light, and we just all let him know that, you know, we're happy that he's here and that he's okay, and, you know, that no one really got too hurt in his situation.
Understood. That said, I just know from my golf buddies or folks of similar social circles, there's no such thing as too soon. Did you start, you know, kind of ribbing him a little bit once we got through all of that?
There was like as light of needling as possible. I mean, we're competing in major championships, so you're not trying to kick someone down to the floor that's already been kicked down.
But, right.
You know, we had a few knocks on him. We have, you know, there's six other guys or seven guys in total on our physio table that come in and out of the room. And
yeah,
that physio room is a funny one. So of course people were taking their shots wherever they could in a playful way.
You got one you can share? Like what's the most playful one that you could share, Xander?
I mean, someone we have a group chat just to schedule our times, and you know, someone in our group put Scotty's mugshot as our group photo.
Oh, come on. So that's the new photo. Yes. on the group text chain. Is that one on the screen right there? That's it?
I just can't believe, much smaller though, obviously, in the text.
Right.
This is a much bigger photo, but yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe guys had t-shirts made up like an hour after they were on property. That. I mean, people were nuts these days. I don't even know. It was like 6:45 in the morning. I don't know how they had a print press ready.
Well, I'm glad again that you're able to share a little bit of levity like that. Hey, listen, congrats on this. I was very happy when I saw that ball, you know, not jump out of the hole, man. I was just jumping off the couch. But congratulations on that, Xander. And, you know, before we go, I just want to share my own near championship moment with you from this past week with me, since you were kind enough to share with me yours. I assume you played national in your time, Xander. Have you played national in Long Island?
I don't think I have.
No kidding. Wow. All right. So let me tell you, incredible course. It's great. There's a par 3/6. It's called short. That's the name of the hole. Stepped up from 123 yards away. I had a 9-iron. That's me. That's me, man. For the radio audience, he just kind of winced. Listen, I took a little bit off. At any rate, so I damn near hold it out, Xander. There's a shot right there. The ball mark, you could kind of see it to the right. Here's my favorite part of the story. It was my third shot, because I topped my first one. I said, screw it, I'm not going to go out this way on national. That was my second shot right there, Xander.
The question is, was that putt given?
Yes, it was. It was given. Would you have not given this putt? Would you have not?
I don't know. You know, it depends on the friend circle and then what it's for. You know, there's times where, you know, you hit a really good shot in your friend group here. I mean, I'm used to playing with tour pros, and, you know, you kind of look at each other and you're like that. It's like outside.
So you consider that's a meaty bone that's right there still on the green, Xander?
I mean, I don't know what your game looks like. If you're a dodgy 2-foot putter, I mean, that's never going to be good.
Well, you can assume if that was my second shot, because the other one barely got past the red stakes, you know, the red tees, you know, for sure, I'm a dodgy putter. But they did give that to me. And I thought to myself, how could I go around and tell anybody that I aced 6 if that was my second attempt at it? You know what I mean? That would be a terrible story to tell. Right?
You just lie, yeah. You're doing a very good job, but you just lie about it.
You would suggest that, huh? That's what I would do? Yeah?
I wouldn't have known any different. Okay. You know, I've never done anything.
I'm just an honest guy. How many aces have you had in your life?
2.
Where was the first?
The first was, I was playing Phil during COVID in a heads-up money game in San Diego, and he pressed and he actually jumped my turn. Like it was a par three, obviously. And
yeah,
he up to the tee box, wasn't his honor, pressed me and then hit his shot to like 10 feet on like 195 yards. And then I just hit a six iron. Like I drew it in. It was like water all left of the hole. And I kind of pulled it a little bit and it kind of took a nice bounce to the left and then went in. And
wow.
He just pressed after being down in the match. And like, he literally sat on the box and it looked like someone kicked him in the nuts.
That's amazing.
That really happened. And then the second one was at Eastlake. I was playing with Rory in the Tour Championship and I made a hole in one on the ninth hole. So I've had I had to wait a really long time to make a hole in one, but.
Yeah.
Two that I have are very meaningful.
Yes, they are great stories. One on Phil post press,
wow.
And one on Rory in the Players Championship.
The Tour Championship.
Oh, the Tour Championship. Okay, wow. Fantastic, man. Hey, congratulations. Like I said, it was great to watch that. And I'm just wondering. My last question for you is. Now that this is now removed from the conversation about majors. For you, a major. What do you think this is going to do for you, this win, Xander?
Yeah, I mean, the door is open. You know, I think in the past when I've just been really close and haven't been able to get it done, you know, this is just super validating. I always believed in myself. Obviously, that's why this is sitting next to me. But definitely just if there's ever a tight spot or a tough moment, you know, I'm always going to have this thing to fall back on. But you know, my biggest goal now is actually just to get back to sort of what made me, you know, good enough to win one of these and not let my expectations go through the roof and just get back to, you know, I stayed in my lane to win this and I'm going to need to stay in my lane even more to win more of these.
Okay. Xander, appreciate that. Congratulations on that. And I would avoid using that phrase with Scotty Scheffler the next time you see him. Okay. You know, that's staying in your lane.
Wow.
Or use it in the text chain. That might be, you know.
We'll just name the group that.
You're welcome. I wanted to leave you in a better spot than I found you, and that was tough to do, but I think I've achieved it.
Nice work.
Xander, thanks again, brother. Congrats. Xander Schauffele, everybody, the PGA Championship winner.
Congrats, man. All of it is fantastic. Tremendous stuff there.
Stay in your lane.
That was fun. What a story!
What a story.
Phil presses, puts it within 10 feet.
Well, we know Phil likes to, you know, have some action.
Oh, my God. Many aces. How do you like me now, huh?
195, by the way. Jeez.
What a story.
Wow. That's awesome.
Fun stuff.
So cool. So happy for him, Rich. I don't know if you thought with your buddies while you were watching that, I was at the airport gate waiting to board, leaving Florida. And so I'm watching on my phone. I thought he missed it.
I thought he pulled it.
I
thought that was going to be popped straight out.
I thought he pulled it, man.
And it to didn't see that do the full 360, but
it did was, like a 120 kind
yeah,
of, yeah.
Yeah, it did.
And to see that drop, just so happy for him. He's waited so long. Even just last week's tournament, Rory came from way behind to beat him, and that's kind of been the knock on him. Can't finish, can't close. And to see him get it done on a big stage like that, so cool.
It is cool. And call his dad and basically say, I got to hang up because I don't want to be a complete mess.
And then to drink and just get hammered out of that giant trophy. It's so awesome.
That's the life, man. That is the life. All right, it's a What's More Likely Wednesday. We're going to do that. And phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's fun stuff.
It's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leaf filter's policies. Everyone who calls leaf filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/WWO to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/WWO and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. And I'm telling you, I can feel the difference. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now that's a big deal. Developed by doctors. Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. For instance, I was sent Relief Factor to try, and I've been taking it every single day. I'll tell you what, I feel the difference every day. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Hey, John.
Yes, Steph?
It's Tuesday, and we're still selling lots of cars.
Of course we sell lots of cars. At Findlay Toyota, we make purchasing a car super easy. From the moment the customer arrives, they are greeted by our amazing staff. Or if it's service they need, one of our top-notch service specialists will take over and manage their repair from start to finish in our state-of-the-art facility. Also here at Findlay Toyota...
Yeah. Of course, but on a Tuesday?
That's right, Steph. At Findlay Toyota, we sell the most cars every day of the week, even on a Tuesday.
Modelo is an official cerveza of the Las Vegas Raiders and the JT the Brick Show. Modelo Especial is a rich, full-flavored Pilsner-style lager, delivering a crisp, refreshing taste, brewed with fighting spirit since 1925.
Backing down has never been an option for our family.
Our father battled communism in Cuba before coming to the U.S. and studying law at night. Today, we proudly carry on that Castro Verde family legacy.
As brothers raised to fight for what's right, care for those in need, treat clients like family, we bring the very best legal team to fight for you.
It's our heritage. It's the Castro Verde way.
We're the Castro Verde brothers.
And we have your back.
Brotherswin.com.
Longtime Findlay service manager Tony Smith is now the new general manager at Findlay Kia, and he has a special message. Save big and get low 1.9% APR financing for 48 months on a new 2024 Kia Sorento. Stop in today, test drive an incredible new Kia Sorento, and meet the new Findlay team. Career opportunities available. Offer on approved credit. Offer valid through July 8th, 2024. Financing through KFA. $22 per $1,000 finance.
This Lotus Cares message is brought to you by Lerner & Rowe Personal Injury Law Firm. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. Exposure to ultraviolet light can be harmful to your skin. So protect yourself in the sun with a sunscreen that has at least a 30 SPF. And don't forget your sunglasses and hats. For more info, check out cancer.org. This Lotus Cares message is brought to you by Lerner & Rowe, voted best personal injury law firm. Call 702-877-1500.
I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers, and I have to laugh when I hear all the attorneys out there falling all over themselves to tell you who's bigger, who's better, or who's richer. It's funny because the American Bar Association found the most common complaints of lawyers is neglect and lack of communication. It's about customer service. At Battleborn, we pride ourselves on how we treat our clients, and our clients seem to really appreciate it. Check out our Google reviews or call 766-1400 for a free consultation. At Battleborn, your battle is our fight.
Gambler's Bonus hits again. On April 14th, Chris hit four sixes, clearing his Gambler's Bonus four-of-a-kind bingo card for almost $24,000. Chris hit big and so can you with Gambler's Bonus. It's why you play the game.
Oh. Billy Bob, man. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Mike in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, is chiming in here. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Rich. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to do some win-loss Washington Commander.
All right. Okay.
Commander. Right.
All right.
I have it here. We did not do the Commanders
You
yesterday.
Did not? So you said Susie did about 15, 20 of these?
We did 15 over the last couple days.
Wow. But yeah. None for the Washington Commanders.
No Commanders.
Because when you were gone last week after the schedule came out, there were no Washington Commanders. So Mike in Washington, D.C., you are breaking new ground.
All right. First up, the Washington Commanders will be at Tampa.
Loss.
Home for the Giants.
Win.
At the Cincinnati Bengals on a Monday night.
Loss.
1-2 at the Cardinals.
Loss.
1-3 home for the Browns.
Loss.
1-4 at the Baltimore Ravens.
Loss. This is going to be a long season.
1-5 home for the Panthers.
Win.
2-5 with fellow rookie quarterback Caleb Williams coming in.
Loss.
2-6 at the Giants.
Win.
3-6 home for the Steelers.
Loss.
3-7 at the Eagles on a Thursday night.
Sneaky win.
All right. 4-7 home for the Cowboys.
Loss.
4-8 home for the Titans.
Win.
Then there's a bye. 5-8 at the Saints.
Win.
6-8 home for the Eagles.
Loss.
6-9 home for the Falcons.
Loss.
6-10 at the Dallas Cowboys.
Win.
Thank you, sir. 7-10. Mike and DC.
7-10.
I'm going to push back a little bit, Mike. I think you're going to have a better season than 7-10. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be. I think he's going to be particularly surprisingly good for you. No, I don't know if he's got it. C.J. Stroud, I think, set the bar way too high for rookie quarterbacks, let alone second overall chosen quarterbacks. I just have a feeling this is going to be better, and Dan Quinn's going to get them a little bit better on defense too.
I really want to believe you. I've just been bitten one too many times. So we'll see what happens. I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong. But, let's see what happens.
Thanks for the call. Mike in Washington, D.C. Anybody else want to play win-loss? You call us. 844-204-RICH being the number to dial.
I think 7's a little optimistic.
Okay.
For Washington.
How about, what would EMJSPN have to say about that, TJ? There'll be a lot of tweets. There'll be a lot of posts. Urban Magic Johnson,
I haven't checked his Twitter in a while. Like when you said it, I just had to pause and think.
Magic?
Man, I haven't looked up his tweets in a while.
Wait, did he? I wonder if he talked about the game last night.
That's what I was thinking about.
LeBron was very critical of the Pacers not fouling at the end of the game last night. Well, he should. How about LeBron, the podcaster now, with maybe the future head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers?
Yeah, that's not weird or anything. That's not going to rub teammates the wrong way.
What a 21st century thing that would be, is a player doing, an all-world player, if not the greatest of all time, doing a podcast with his head coach every single week, breaking stuff down?
I'd have to think that podcast
would
be
end. Take a little pause.
You think so? I don't know.
I would think so.
In the podcast world, a player like Magic, we just had Magic on the brain. A player like LeBron having a weekly pod with his head coach.
I mean, it's never been done before, right?
Would be off the charts, and that's what you want to do, is be off the charts podcast-wise. Now, obviously, that shouldn't be the goal of a player-coach relationship. It would be to bring another trophy here to Los Angeles. I would push back on they wouldn't be able to do that anymore.
What happens when LeBron ultimately gets mad at his coach because things aren't going well?
I know.
That's going to make the pod very awkward.
By the way, what always happens? LeBron gets his coach fired after two seasons less. Don't this guy. Those are just the facts of the case, man.
True.
Well, didn't happen with Spoelstra, did it?
No, he left.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted Spoelstra fired and Pat Riley wouldn't do it.
It would be highly doubtful. And that's why, again, in this day and age, I don't put anything past anybody anymore.
LeBron and coach would be the name of the podcast.
It looks like, by the way, according to Sports Business Journal, the NBA is going to award its third game package to NBC, and that would be All She Wrote for Turner.
Yeah, we were
after 35 years, and what we were talking about the other day of Inside the NBA no longer existing after next year.
Oof.
I'm telling you guys, I would be stunned
if they all
are a package deal going somewhere else. I would be stunned.
Well, I think Ernie has said that he's sticking with Turner.
Yeah, he already said it.
Because they have playoff baseball and Saturday games and all that.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, you could do. You could cross you, network now.
I think if Ernie Johnson asked Turner for an out in his contract, I think they would award it, or they'd be considerate of Ernie's desires to do all of it.
Well, if that's the
case, after 30 something years,
those guys need to be kept together. Then,
yeah,
at all costs.
I don't know. My thing is, why would you change? I get it. You said it, Rich, and I understand it. But that show is the
platinum standard. I get it.
I got to be honest, Rich. There's other guys that sit in with him, Mike, and it doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, it's
I just turn. I don't watch it. It's just not the same
in today's world. That he has to bring them,
but
someone would have.
If you every network wants to put its own stamp
on
it.
No, I get that.
It's not like you love them for 35 years somewhere else. We outbid them, or their parent company decided to not spend the money to match it or whatever, and suddenly you're saying we're going to take somebody else's show